This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. The life of a musician is often portrayed as glamorous, being on the road, meeting people, playing music. A Vero Beach woman is giving us a peek inside that world with her book. She was a part of it in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and indie musician Navard Talalayan joins us now.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged.
Now, I have to ask you, those of us who work in the broadcasting business, and I'm sure in the performing business, often change our names. Did anybody ever ask you to change your name?
No. But people often thought it was a stage name, which was pretty funny.
Yeah, no, I think if you were making up a stage name, it'd be something different than that, huh?
Yeah.
And you have written a book about your days in the music industry.
Yeah, I have.
And what's the title of that book?
Musical Roadkills and Other Tales, some with morals, some without.
And does that pretty much sum it up?
That pretty much says it.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of those tales from the road?
Because you're making a living doing it, you couldn't always be playing places that would have your fans in them or attract the kind of crowd that would want to hear what's on your plate. So you'd end up having to fill up the calendar with some pretty dicey little dives, and often people who didn't really like what we were doing because we weren't doing anything that was on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by one of my mentors, really, Cub Coda, he said, they don't like it, do it again.
Is that good advice?
It was crazy, I thought, but I did it. I did it sometime, and I went to his site. He's left us now, unfortunately. I went to his site, and people who had memories of Cub Coda, and I read that somebody was present when he did the same song like five times. Oh, you didn't like that? Maybe we didn't do it good enough. Let's do it again. One, two, three, four, and five times. Ugh. There are a lot of funny stories in there and a few heartbreaking ones.
And you do, although you don't like to talk about it too much, you do, can we call it Kiss and Tell?
Sure.
Okay. And it's somebody that we would know as Joey Ramone, but you knew as somebody else.
Yeah, his real name was Jeffrey Ross Hybin, and I called him Jeff because Joey sounded so much like a sitcom kid. He was very secretive. I don't like naming names anyway, but he was very careful about our relationship, and I loved him so very much. It was horrible to lose him.
Navard Talalayan will be at Riverview Coffee, Tea, and Books in Sebastian Saturday at 11 a.m. She'll definitely be signing her book. Half of the proceeds go to the Lymphoma Research Foundation in honor of Joey Ramone. And maybe she'll be singing, too. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.